Come on. Come on. I'm trying to bring Dylan in. There we go.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
Well, I have some water damage in my apartment, and I'm concerned about mold.
Okay. How long, any idea how long the water damage has been happening, or was this something that was just a one-time occurrence and you're just being preventative?
I started smelling a musky smell about 3 weeks ago, and then I found a puddle of water on my carpet. So it was a leak from under my bathroom sink. So I'm thinking hopefully only about 3 weeks. They pulled the carpet padding up, and it was wet. Nothing was ever really soaked. It's just all my carpet in my bedroom is very damp. And they're working on fixing it, but I keep bringing up the question of mold, and they're kind of being vague with me. So I'm not sure.
So they may have changed their name. Because I'm not finding it. I keep coming up with a different result. But there is a company in Arizona that you can send samples of materials to, and they will test it for mold. So what you'll do is you'll call them. It looks like it used to be called Aerotech Laboratories, but the only thing that comes up right now is EM Lab.
Mm-hmm.
And at Mold Asbestos Bacteria and Radon Laboratory. So you'll just call them on Monday.
Okay.
They'll send you a kit with instructions on, you know, it's really, most of it is just an adhesive, and you stick it on the areas you see the mold and mildew, then you put it back in this plastic container, ship it to them. They test it and say this is non-threatening, or if it is something that is threatening to the human health, they'll let you know. And then at that point, you would call a remediation company in to properly remove that mildew. 98% of the time, it's not harmful to human and health. And if it's only been 3 weeks that you've been smelling it, it's probably been there a little bit longer. But if you haven't noticed any additional coughing or change in your own respiratory, it's probably nothing that's affecting you. But we definitely want to get it out of there, because you know, the longer it sits there, the longer we give it a chance to manifest into something else.
Right. It's very musky. I mean, the whole apartment at this point is just, even though they're running a dehumidifier in the bedroom, they're running air movers in the bathroom. The whole place is just very, very musky. And is that something you think reasonably they can fix within, you know, a couple weeks to a month? Or is this like a major, major thing?
If it was just a leak on just your bathroom sink, that's something they should be able to fix, air out, and move on and get past. If it's a bigger problem that affects multiple, areas in the complex, it could be a bigger problem. But if it was just isolated to just your bathroom, yeah, they should be able to get that air out. We'll clean the air filter or change the air filters in our register. It may take a cleaning of our HVAC system if it's picked up some of those spores and it's sitting on your condensing coils and your air conditioning unit. There's additional things we need to do to clean it out. But yeah, with modern technology and the advancement of the restoration industry, we'll be able to get that restored. We appreciate the call. Hang tight. We'll get you the number to Aerotech Laboratories. And depending on where you're at, either Kowalski Construction or Phoenix Flood, our restoration experts. So you have those numbers as backup should you need to take this to the next level.
Yeah, and I was going to say, since he is renting, I would certainly push it till it's, you know, not just let them say it's done. If you still smell something, then there's still a problem. And don't feel bad about just kind of pushing through. And you can suggest these things and these places Romy has given you.
So we've got live streams, Complete Senior Living, joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, finishing up our entire month on aging in place with the services that they provide to our aging population. We look forward to having them in studio. A couple things out and about. We'd like to thank the Renaissance Festival. They helped four of our family four packs that we gave away to our listening audience this week, which included two adults, two kids, and a parking pass. And someone said they didn't think it was real because they offer free parking. Well, I haven't been to the Renaissance Festival. This is just
they have special parking.
I guess it has to, because you look at it and it says parking. So whatever. Somebody, of all things, you know, this is the mountain you're going to die on, a free parking pass. So we appreciate it. This is the last weekend for the Renaissance Festival for the year. They've got jousting three times a day. I've heard about the roasted turkey leg. One of these days, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to make an effort. We were in the River Bottom Cafe in Florence last weekend, enjoying a cheeseburger after the rodeo, and the number of them in costume came in to eat, and that was pretty funny. Everyone's like, "What is
going on?"
It's
very cultish.
And then finally, somebody's like, "You know what? I bet it's the Renaissance." And sure enough, they were all what do you call actors at the Renaissance Festival?
They could have been participants or visitors.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe so. If you're looking to find a way to get your kids connected with the outdoors, Arizona Game and Fish Department has their annual outdoor expo going on right now on Carefree Highway at their headquarters near Ben Avery Shooting Range.